Good morning. It's Ed Wilson, the Microsoft Scripting Guy, and I'm back today for another video. Today I would like to talk about how I actually create a class in Windows PowerShell 5. I want to start with a very simple example of creating an instance of the car class. I talked about this in my video yesterday. So the first thing that I need to do is to use the class keyword, specify the name of the class, and then open and close a curly brace. The way that I actually do this is by doing something like this. So I might type in the class keyword. Of course, it helps if you spell it right. Then I specify the name. And then I open and I close my curly brackets, and that's the way that I started off. So I type the keyword class, specify the name of the class, and then I open and close my curly brackets. The reason I do that is so that I don't forget to actually close those curly braces. Then the next thing that I do is now I need to specify the properties. So yesterday I spent some time thinking about what would be good properties to have for a class. And today that's all I'm going to talk about is actually creating some properties for this class. Now, in the past, it was always kind of a nice thing to do when I was creating a function to cast or to type a particular variable. And so in Windows PowerShell 5, though, when I'm actually creating a class, it is vital that I do this. So here I've got the word string, and I have it in square brackets, string. And then I have this in front of the variable $VIN or VIN. So what this is saying is that my variable $VIN is actually going to be an instance of the string class. So when I am creating a new instance of this class later on, then I will the thing that shows up here for my VIN will be a string. And so that's how I would do this. Now, if I wanted this to be an array of strings, so maybe this vehicle has multiple VINs, then I would put square brackets here inside of this, and then that would be telling the class that it's going to expect an array. But of course, a vehicle shouldn't have more than one vehicle identification number. So then, just as I can use string, I can also use int for integer. Now, by default, an int in Windows PowerShell is the same as an int32, but I don't need to do that. I can just say int, and it'll be an int32. If I wanted to use a smaller number, I could say it's an int16, I'm not going to do that. So here I'm just saying it's an int, it's an integer, and the variable is number of wheels, and I'm setting it equal to 4. I'm assuming that all cars are going to have 4 wheels. I can override this if I have to, but this is one of the advantages, is if I have common properties or common things that I could do, then I can specify these values for this. So all cars have 4 classes, regardless of what type of car it is. So I'm actually just making this as a static property. Now, the way I make it a static property is I use the word static. And so there it is. So that's my static property. So then the next thing that I need to do is to define the number of doors that I've got. This is also going to be an integer, so I say number of doors. Then I specify the year for the motor vehicle. Now, I could use an integer for this and type in 4 numbers, and that would be the year of the car. But I thought it might be interesting later on to be able to use the power that I have from a date time object. So for instance, date time objects have the ability to add days, months, and years, or to subtract days, months, and years. So I could find out how long I owned a car by subtracting the current day from the date time or when the car was actually manufactured, which is what this date would theoretically be. Then I could also So I need to do a 6 month checkup or an annual checkup so I can figure out what those days would be by adding 360 or 180 or whatever days to this date time value. So the ability to be able to use date time mathematics to add and subtract and to pick apart stuff, I thought made it very useful to have a cast this value here as a date time object. Then the next thing that I want to do is I'm specifying that the model of this is going to be a string. So I run my script and then I say, okay, so I run my script. And so now I actually have the ability to create an instance of the car class. So I can say $A is equal to a new object and type in class, car rather. And press enter, and that's a $A, and it returns an instance of this car class. Now, so we've got the year, which I specified up here as a date time object, gets initialized to 1111, whatever, you know. So if I want to assign new values for this, then I say $A dot model is equal to, I don't know, model, let's just say, Chevy. Then I could say $A dot VIN is equal to 1 2 3 4 5 $A dot number of doors is equal to 2 and so then the year $A dot year is equal to and then here I'm going to type in 1 1 2015 and so then this will do it. So now when I look at the value of this contained in my object now, then we can see that all of my properties are assigned back here. And I could create another car by coming back and just up arrowing and storing this in another variable if I wanted to, what have you, B or whatever. So this is an introduction to as to how I would create an actual class using Windows PowerShell 5. I showed how to set static properties as well as other properties and to cast them into strings and integers and date times and stuff like that. My name's Ed Wilson, and I'm the Microsoft scripting guy. I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.